M83 with Midnight City. It's that song on Xennial Yearbook. I am your host, Kyle.
I'm Riley.
That's Riley over there, who apparently loves this song.
I haven't heard this song in so long.
I know, right? It's been a while. Probably since you were a year old. No, it's got to be since then. Anyway, welcome. This is Xennial Yearbook, as I believe I've already said, the 2011 show. What I've noticed since we're doing 2011, I think we are fully into modern rock. This is essentially become a modern rock show. We're not talking about the classics anymore. We're talking about the new stuff.
Classics?
The classics.
From 1995?
1993? 1991? You don't think Nevermind's a classic?
I don't think it's a classic yet.
You don't think Lithium is a classic rock song?
It was released at the same time.
The same time as what?
It's not classic. That was 30 years ago.
It's 34 years ago. It was 1991.
It's not that old.
It's not that old?
It's not classic.
What does classic rock mean to you?
Really old. Like the Beatles.
The Beatles, I think, are... they're a little past classic rock.
Okay, so I don't even know, but...
to me, classic rock means, the stuff from the 70s. Maybe the very late 60s.
Sure.
Which I guess would be the Beatles. Yeah, whatever. It's fine. No, I think, Def Leppard and, that's the 80s, I guess. I don't know what I'm talking about. You know what? They'll let anybody host these shows. Doesn't even matter. You don't even have to know what you're talking about. That's what we're doing. 2011. Pretty good year. From what I can tell, whatever happened in 2011, do you know? Do you remember anything happened at all?
No.
The Fukushima earthquake and subsequent nuclear disaster. Do you remember that?
No.
No. Of course not. Why would you? Anyway, there was a big earthquake in Japan. And there was a tsunami. And then something happened after the tsunami that made it, hard to shut down the nuclear reactor, and then a bunch of contaminants got into the ocean, and they were slowly drifting toward the west coast, which is where we were at the time. People were concerned, I would say, but these things happen. Nuclear power, it's safe, it's cheap. You just have to prepare for tsunamis. Anyway, this is your public service announcement. Prepare for tsunamis. What do we got from 2011 coming up? What do we got? We got a little Foo Fighters. We've got a little Sleeping with Sirens. We've got a band I've literally never heard of. Tidal Fight. Tell me something about Tidal Fight before I play them.
I don't know. I think they broke up.
Oh, no.
I don't know. Whoa. This is why I don't use this mic, guys.
Oh.
Let's see.
What happened?
I don't know.
All right, well, while you're figuring that out, let's listen to Safe in Your Skin.
There's the door, baby, if you can't hang in, there's the door.
Yeah! these days, your heart will stop and play its final beat. But it's alright. Easy for you to say.
These Days by Foo Fighters off of their 2011 album Wasting Light. It's a fun song. I like the Foo Fighters. They still got it going on. This is before we all heard the news about Dave Grohl. Everything's fine.
That was like last year.
I mean, yeah, that was like last year. Maybe the year before. Maybe last year. I don't know. Anyway, before that, Sleeping with Sirens, If You Can't Hang. That is a song that I've definitely heard before. And Safe in Your Skin by Title Fight, which the whole song just sounds like an intro to the next song.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's a weird pick. Nice job. So, tell me more about Title Fight. Are they still around?
I think they just, like, stopped after, like, 2018, but I don't know.
Do you want to tell the microphone and not...
I did tell the microphone.
All right. You're, like, talking to the anechoic foam over there.
Anechoic phone.
Anechoic band name.
No, it's not. It's
all right.
A bad
band. All right. Forget it. I'm not here to help. What else? What else happened in 2011? Oh my gosh. I don't know which one of these to talk about. What are you going to do? Movies or TV?
I don't know, but I learned to read.
2011? I'd say maybe 2012.
What about the letters?
I mean,
I knew my letters.
Knowing your letters isn't knowing how to read. Yes, in 2011, you knew your letters, which is relatively impressive.
I know people who are older than one and don't know their letters.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. Not everybody got as much attention as you. I remember I was drawing the letters. There's a little video of me drawing letters and then erasing them. And then I got to O and you call it a circle. And I'm like, not wrong. That's good. That's good. Anyway, top five. Let's do movies. I'm going to do top seven movies because all of these movies have something in common.
Okay.
Number seven movie of 2011, according to Box Office Mojo by receipts, I guess. Cars 2. Number six. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Number six, Fast Five.
It's all about cars.
Good guess. No. Number four. I'm sorry. Number five, Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides.
Never mind.
Number four, The Hangover Part 2.
Oh, they're all sequels.
They're all friggin' sequels. Number three, Breaking Dawn Part 1.
That's not a sequel.
Breaking Dawn?
That's the first one.
What came before Breaking Dawn?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's like the fourth movie. Yeah, I think so. Eclipse? Wait, Twilight, and then Eclipse, and then...
Twilight, New Moon, Eclipse, and then Breaking Dawn Part 1, yeah. And then Breaking Dawn Part 2.
There we go. Yeah.
Once I get through Breaking Dawn, we can watch it.
We can watch it? I'll consider it. We didn't watch Eclipse?
Yeah, we did.
Wait, that's the second one?
Eclipse is the third one.
Did we watch that?
Yes, we've seen all of them except for the Breaking Dawn.
Okay. Number two, Transformers Dark of the Moon. And number one, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. 2011 was in some serious search of IP. Come up with some new IP, guys. You don't have to make everything a sequel. Although people will watch it. Although I don't think I saw any of those movies in the theater.
You didn't see Cars 2?
Not in the theater, no.
You didn't see Breaking Dawn Part 1?
No. No, I did not. No. Not at all. Anyway, we'll keep the music going. Staying in 2011, a little bit of The Lumineers. This is, I always thought this... Oh, it is Ho-Hey, not Hey-Ho. This is Ho-Hey. See if you can find out why.
I'm so tired of this song.
I've been trying to do it right. I've been living a lonely life. I've been sleeping here instead. I've been sleeping in my bed. Sleeping in my bed. So show me family, all the blood that I will bleed. I don't know where I belong, I don't know where I went wrong, but I can write a song. I belong to you, you belong to me, my sweetheart. I belong to you, you belong to me. Mona Lisa, you guaranteed to run this town. Whoa, Mona Lisa.
The Ballad of Mona Lisa by Panic at the Disco. Is that song about that girl from Parks and Rec? No? I guess not. Before that, Ho Hey by The Lumineers. What do you think of those two songs? A little taste of 2011.
Tastes like 2011.
A taste of 2011. Not taste like 2011.
They kind of do taste like 2011.
All right. Well, Ryan is gone, so it's a new Panic. Sorry, guys. What's that band that he went to that you don't like, that
the
nobody
Young
likes?
Bands? Well, it's not that I don't like them.
Okay.
It's just that I don't listen to them.
Oh. Maybe we should play them on the show. Or, you know what? Maybe not. Let's take a break. Quick break. We'll compose ourselves. We'll be back in about a minute. This is Zennial Yearbook. It is the 2011 show.
Oh, 2010. We missed it.
Oh, we missed? That's the only album was 2010? Oh, well, maybe we'll get them back on a repeat. Anyway, we'll be back in a couple minutes.
And the hits just keep on coming.
WTBR.
Tired of the same old on the radio? Hi, I'm Hannah. Each week I search the archives for hidden gems from your favorite artists, plus all the latest releases and rock trivia. Please join me for Deep Cuts, Thursdays, 4 to 6, at 89.7 WTBR FM.
Do you like hard rock and heavy metal music?
Oh, yeah!
Well, then join me here Friday nights from 8 to 10 for Wounded Radio. Every Friday night, I play 2 hours of the best music on the planet, from AC/DC to ZZ Top and everything in between.
This is gonna be cool.
Want to hear a song on Wounded Radio? Request it on the Wounded Radio Facebook page. And join me here Friday nights at 8 for Wounded Radio.
Yeah!
WTR.
A microphony
and a phony at the mic.
Pumped Up Kicks by Foster the People on Zennial Yearbook. This is the 2011 show. I'm your host, Kyle.
I'm Riley.
That's Riley. What do you think of that?
Eh.
Eh?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. There's a fun fact. Mark Foster of Foster the People.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Makes sense. Well, see, there we go.
I see.
Wrote this song. That's not...
Oh, coming together.
That's not the the important part. He wrote this song in about half a day while he was working as a jingle writer in Los Angeles. He was just in the studio and he was like, I'm gonna write a song today. And he wrote that song, Pumped Up Kicks. Pretty good.
Okay.
You can just be a jingle writer, apparently.
You can also just be a school shooter.
Well, it's not about really... It's well, so back in my youth, like, kids would get shot for their shoes. Like, that's a real thing.
I've never heard that. What? Why would that even happen?
Because they're... They were like, this is like when Air Jordans were like relatively new and they cost a lot of money and, you know, they're fancy.
And everyone has them.
Michael Jordan was like a real person who was actually playing basketball at the time. Oh my gosh. And then Reebok had their shoes that you could push air into. They had a little squeeze button like on the tongue and it would like, you could pump air into your shoes and it would be called pumping up your shoes. They called it the Reebok pumps. So this is a true story. I was in probably seventh grade and I asked my mother if she could buy me some pumps. So she didn't know what I was talking about. And apparently I didn't know what she was talking about. Pumps is also another word for like high heel shoes. So she thought I was asking her to buy her some high heel shoes. And she's like, what do you want pumps for? And I'm like, all the kids are wearing pumps, Mom. Anyway,
if you ever write to her and ask her for pumps, she'll send me some.
We got our signals crossed.
From Montgomery Ward.
I don't know if Montgomery Ward still sells shoes, but if you asked for pumps from Montgomery Ward, I'm almost certain that's what you would get. So you'd ask what size shoe do you wear, and then you would have kind of some low high heel shoes. Anyway, you'd be fine.
I'm so excited.
Anyway.
I can't wait to get home and write to my grandmother.
You should. Get some shoes. While you still can. So what's going on now? What do we got here? This is the part of the show where we hear three songs from one band. Some band that Riley knows. This. Why don't you take the mic? You tell people about this band called The Hotelier.
Oh, they're wonderful. If you're The Hotelier, you should come on the show or something.
Yeah?
You guys can call in. You're going to be so sick of me.
So what album is this?
This is It Never Goes Out.
It never... Is this their debut album?
No. Oh. They have an album before this, but it's not on... It's not on Spotify.
It's not on Spotify. It's not music, but... Is it the one that you got from the library?
This is the one I have from the library.
Oh, there's another one before this. Interesting. Anyway, here's Riley's curated tracks from It Never Goes Out by The Hotelier. I think you have a tape on your way. You bought a tape?
I did. I did buy a tape. I'm so excited. I bought...
This tape?
Sound guy just looked at me through the door. Yeah. I bought a tape of the album after this from Europe, and it's going to be here in November, and I'm so excited.
Which album is that?
Home Like No Place Is There.
Do you have a cassette tape player?
No.
Okay, so what's your plan on listening to this tape?
I'm going to ask Mr. John to borrow his Walkman.
So you can listen. Do Walkman play tapes?
Do Walkman? Is that the plural?
Walkmans?
Walkmans, dude, Walkmans or Walkman?
You know what? I think it's Walkman, but I don't know. Enough of us. This is Lonely Hearts Club by The Hotelier. ¶¶
It's safe to say we've always been actors, and from time to time I think of what everything would be. Train downtown, we could hop right on and get out of here. We've been running away from things we can't control. We can never settle down. We're always scared, our hearts won't stop beating, but we just gotta stick this out until we reach level ground, until the terrain gets easier, and then only then
complaints, and I still have all the keys to the forklifts that we never got a chance to drive around or tear the building down ourselves. But from the top of the water tower, we spilled our guts on one another, and we compiled them together, and we all shared the same heart, and we hated. But we loved all their machines, and they hated our destruction, and we picked their locks apart, and we thought we were damn clever, cause they never kept us out, and we thought we'd live forever, until the night when it got way too serious, and you showed me your damaged wrists, and you time meant more to me than if I
write to myself every story in hopes that I will never let them go. And hold on to every Polaroid from France and Rome and remember the nights at the Alamo as if it were my second home. And I know that we had no idea what we were doing, but an artist's first work can be its greatest under a different set of lenses. And our ideas of staying close together for all time, I wish I still had that same state of mind.
Here we gotta keep this engine going.
The Hotelier with title track on Xennial Yearbook. That was from their album It Never Goes Out. I get why it's called title track, because at the very end they say the name of the album, but they didn't call the song It Never Goes Out. They just call it title track. That's fine. Before that, an ode to the Night Rats Club. Is that a real place?
I think it's not. I don't know. There's no information on this anywhere.
okay.
I'm pretty sure it was just like, I don't know. I have no idea.
All right. And before that, Lonely Hearts Club. All by the Hotelier. This is Riley's most favorite band right now.
Yeah.
See?
I'm listener number 619 on the leaderboard. I'm doing so great.
The listener leaderboard?
Yeah.
It's amazing. Impressive.
And I'm number 6 in the past 4 weeks.
Wow.
Oh, yes.
You made the top 10. Top 10 Hotelier fan. That's what they say. They're on tour.
No, they're not.
They are. They're playing in Bristol.
I know. The second we leave Europe, they have to go right there.
Europe. At first, I saw they were in Bristol. I'm like, oh, they're in Bristol? But they're in, like, Bristol, England.
Yeah, they have, like, 4 more shows. That's what I thought. I'm like, and then they're in England.
Yeah.
They have, like, 4 more shows, and then I really hope we get a 10th anniversary tour for Goodness next year.
Good. Next year. Maybe.
We will attend. Even if it's a one-night-only thing, it's fine because they live in Worcester, and it's not even that far.
Well, yeah, they'll probably do a show in Worcester.
Of course they will.
Maybe. Local band, The Hotelier. All right. You know what? I think we got time for another song. One more song. This song was like another big hit. Big.
One more? We're already at...
No, one more song before the break.
Oh.
The show's not over. We got time. But I gotta take a break at 3. Just before 3. I don't have to. That's how I formatted the show.
All right.
Anywho, Gautier. You know about that guy? Gautier Kimbra.
Oh, no.
With Somebody. Somebody.
This is the only song ever.
That I used to know.
So happy you could die. I told myself that you were right for me, but felt so lonely in your company. But that was love and it's an ache I still remember. Change your number, 'cause I don't need that door.
Somebody That I Used to Know by Goche off of his 2011 album Making Mirrors. You're listening to Zennial Yearbook on Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. What do you think of that, Riley?
It's like his only song.
I think he's got another song, another popular song. It's you can't. What's that finger game you were doing? What the song was
on? Oh, yeah, everyone needs to do that in elementary school.
In the elementary school?
Did people not do that in your elementary school?
No, this song did not exist when I was in elementary school.
Okay, so...
Pumps did, but not this song. As a callback. As the earlier joke that we... Anyway. Anywho, what else happened in 2011? Osama bin Laden was killed. 10 or so years after the September 11th attacks. I remember, like, Obama came on TV and he said, yep, we killed him, and then he just, like, left.
What else do you have to say, though?
I mean, really, there really wasn't a whole lot to say. Yep, got him. Have a nice day, everyone. Alright, so what are we gonna do? How's your first week of school?
I don't know.
You don't know. Because we're recording this on Tuesday. It's fine. So really, your first day of school is tomorrow. But you know, by
I'm
the time...
I'm thinking about going to Lee.
Why?
Why not?
Because you want to try every school? If you...
Try every school challenge?
If you keep bouncing all around all your schools, then you're not going to want to go to any reunions because you're not going to know anybody.
I know, but... Oh, I just hate it so much.
That's just school in general.
I would go back to Bart, but...
Everyone hates school.
Can't make me go back there. And also, they don't offer, like, good classes. There's just... You can take one... Sorry. You can take one class at Bart, and everyone else has also...
Everyone else has what?
There's, like, one... Like, there's no honors English at Bart. There's no AP.
Oh.
You can just take English.
Yeah, but it's all, like, higher-level English. Like, it's probably all honors English.
It's not, though.
Oh, my bad. It's probably all AP English.
Evil building.
It's... What's wrong with the building?
I've seen so many mice in that building. I've seen zero mice at Wakona.
Wow. A nice endorsement for Wakona.
No. Whatever. It's fine.
All right. Well, we'll take a quick break. Riley will come back with more school endorsements on Zennial Yearbook.
We're going streaking through the quad and into the gymnasium. Come on, everybody. Come on. WTBR.
Hi, my name is Bill Sturge, and I am the host of WTBR's Morning Drive. We air every weekday morning, 7:30 to 8:30. The goal of my program is to inform, educate, and have a few chuckles along the way. We have wonderful guests, political, arts, actors, musicians, teachers. I look forward for you to listen in or watch us on PCTV. Thank you.
Wonder what happened to those great local PCTV channels? Did you lose them? No worries, they're still there. Go to cable channels 1301, 1302, and 1303 to watch the best local content on television. News and information, sports and entertainment, city council, school committee, July 4th parade. It's all there waiting for you. Pittsfield Community Television. For over 30 years, we are still your local television.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Lonely Boy by the Black Keys. I'm like, what's happening? On Zennial Yearbook. It's the 2011 show. I'm your host, Kyle.
I'm Riley.
And we're back. What do you think of that?
It was fine.
Just fine?
I kind of thought the Black Keys were older than they were.
Oh, no, not really.
I thought they were from like the 70s.
Oh, no. They have that sound that like...
The 70s sound?
70s, almost like it could be on vinyl sound. But no, they're pretty new. There you go. Ta-da. What else happened in 2011? Oh, here we go. Top five new TV shows that premiered in 2011, ranked according to IMDb votes. You know, what the people think. Let me know if you heard of any of these shows. Number five, Death in Paradise. No? Never. I don't think I've heard of it either. Apparently that show is still on the air after 15 seasons. It's still going. Maybe I should watch it. Is it good?
I don't know.
Let us know on Threads.
Death in Paradise?
Yeah. Number four, American Horror Story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was new in 2011.
I've never watched it.
All right.
Not interested.
Number three, Suits. I think there's a new Suits. Suits LA or something? Suits Denver? Suits Portland? I don't know. There's a new Suits. Number two.
You should make Suits Pittsfield.
Suits Pittsfield. I don't know. I would like to shoot a show in Pittsfield, but I don't know if it would be Suits.
Pittsfield sucks. We would have to make the worst show ever.
Well, you know what? What about our number two show, Shameless?
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, that's also a show in the worst city ever.
where's that?
Chicago.
That take place in Chicago? Chicago's not the worst city ever. Chicago's a great city.
Wait, no.
I mean, it might be.
I feel
Chicago.
Like it was Chicago, but I don't know if it is.
But
Chicago.
You don't know why? It just feels like Chicago?
Hold on, let me close.
All right.
Let me look it up.
Number one. How about we talk about the number one show, and you can figure out where Shameless was filmed. And why are you even watching that show?
I
think we've gone over this once before.
Yeah, it's set in Chicago.
Well, see, there you go. It's a great city. That Toddlin' Town. That's what they call it. And the number one show from 2011, Black Mirror.
Oh, yeah.
Very good
I was
show.
Watching in the living room like 2 years ago. Mom came out and yelled at me. She's like, why are you watching Black Mirror? Kyle, why are you letting her watch Black Mirror? And we were just like,
huh? Yeah, it seems fine.
My bad.
Man, a little dicey. But I mean, it's not even a little dicey. Black Mirror is fine. It's British.
Of
You're fine.
Of course it is.
You know what?
No, I'm not interested anymore.
You're approved to watch Black Mirror now.
Okay.
You heard it here first. You can, if you hear any talk back, come back and find this episode on Apple Podcasts. You can find us on Apple Podcasts. Anyway, back to the music before I get myself in even more trouble. This is a band called Car Seat Headrest.
Oh, yeah, this is my alarm for, like, a year.
Why are they called Car Seat Headrest?
Because Will Toledo recorded, like, half of their albums in his car. Yeah. Before he got an actual band.
Oh, that's weird. All right, this is a song called Sober to Death.
Stories. such a good idea. If it turns you on, we have breakdowns. Oh, oh. Sometimes we don't have breakdowns.
No, no, no.
I wanna hear you going psycho. If you're going psycho, I wanna hear every conversation that stands with you screaming. Not even words, just
I can hear you louder than ever.
Paradise by Coldplay off of their 2011 album Milo Xyloto. That's a weird name. Anyway, before that, Louder Than Ever by Cold War Kids and Sober to Death by Car Seat Headrest. What do you think of them jams? A fan?
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize that that was the old Sober to Death, not the new one. I'm not very familiar. It's the same song. It just was
song.
Actually recorded in Will Toledo's car.
All right. All right, Will Toledo's
it's
car.
More accurate.
Very exciting. All right. Let's see.
Do you guys know what recurse means?
Recurse? Did you
finally
find out?
A procedure or rule that is repeated. I see. It's all so clear.
It all makes sense?
That only took 5 minutes.
Well, you know, if you just use the dictionary, you could just...
The dictionary was trying to get me to subscribe. So what? It would show you what the word means. Yeah, it was like view the meaning of this word, and it's like, wait, you got to give us money.
You're going to the wrong dictionary. You should go to the Merriam-Webster website.
I don't care.
They're based in, I think, Springfield. Use your local dictionary. It's fantastic. My gosh, what else happened in 2011? You know what? I'll tell you. Prince William, the Duke of Cambridge, married Catherine Middleton in Westminster Abbey in London. An estimated 2 billion people watched that ceremony. Did I watch it? I did not.
It's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people. It's a big deal. People are, you know.
That's like Gangnam Style level numbers.
Yeah, it is like Gangnam Style level numbers. How many people have watched Gangnam Style? More than 2
billion?
I feel
like the average person has seen Gangnam Style.
I certainly have. Oh, gosh, when was that?
I feel like we talked about it. It was recently.
Oh, I could have. Why didn't I play that song? What am I doing? Ugh. Missed opportunity. What a missed opportunity. It's probably 2010. It seems like 2010. Oh, well. What are you going to do? What else?
Oh.
What?
Oh.
What's happening?
July 15th, 2012.
Oh, snap. Well, I guess you know it's coming. It's going down next week.
I'm so excited.
Are you? Yeah. Well, what are you going to do? So it looks like that's about it. We're about to wrap the show, guys. Man, only 17 songs. A lot of talking. That's all right. People come for the chatter.
I don't think anyone comes.
people who are just, you know, are around, are there for the chatter. Yeah. So yeah, you can listen to us every Saturday at 2 o'clock. Or you can go find us on Apple Podcasts. Look under Xeniel Yearbook. That's Xeniel with an X. X-E-N-N-I-A-L. It's a portmanteau. I think. I was supposed to look that up last week, but I didn't. And I'll probably not look it up this week. I'll just keep on saying it. Yeah. You can catch us on Threads. We should get a Facebook page. One of those promos I played, they said they had a Facebook page. Do you want to be curator of our Facebook page? For that, you'd have to have Facebook. I guess not.
One of my friends runs a Facebook page for like an old couple's like realty business. I think that's a great job because all he does is like sit and.
He gets paid?
Yeah.
Oh wow, that's cool. That's a social media manager. See, that's a job you can have. It gets paid. That's awesome. Anyway, so yeah, last song. This is another pot. There's a lot of popular songs. This is Alex Clare. Alex Clare with Too Close on Xeniel Yearbook. We'll be back next week. We'll talk to you later. Nothing to say, nothing to do.
I've nothing to give. I must live without you. You know.